Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So check out the website. And if you can also hear us, if you'd like, at our your favorite podcast platform. At Catholic Audio Media, it has some of the buttons for other platforms, but you can also try it there. Just ask for, type it in the search engine, whatever, Catholic Audio Media. Generally, I use all one word, but obviously, if you use a smart speaker, which you can do that too with a smart speaker, you just say Catholic Audio Media, obviously, and there's no understanding of the space between words, but I think you figured that out. I think you had that all figured out probably when you were in the first grade. So I think you've known that for quite some time. Just a reminder, I want to let people know, and I have to remember to be saying this over the next few weeks, I will be giving a retreat, a day of reflection, in a sense, retreat day of reflection, over at St. Patrick's Parish in Lowell, Massachusetts. So I will be doing it in English, and I was asked to do it. They called me up, and they asked if I'd do it. I said, sure, I'd be happy to. So that's St. Patrick's Parish in Lowell, Massachusetts. Hopefully I'll have my books available. I got to order some more books and make sure they come in time. So I'll have some books available there if you'd like to buy a book. I won't be selling the books. I will be offering them for a donation. There's a little bit difference there. You know, and what I mean by that, and this is what I've done at the parish too, it's like, here's the book and I'll be happy to sign it and everything else. I'm not going to ask you to give me a certain amount of money so that you can have the book, which is called buying and selling the book. I'm going to say, if you would be so kind, if you donate, and the donation goes to the parish, doesn't go to me. So after expenses and everything, it goes to the parish. So that's the way that works. And the parish takes care of the expense. So in other words, what I mean is this is designed to support the parish. So that's one of the reasons why I don't sell the book. I donate the book and ask you if you'd like to be, you're welcome. You can take it for free, but if you'd like to donate, that would be helpful to the parish. And that's one of the things I do. Father Adriano Zandana said that the book is very bold. So that's good to hear. And speaking of Father Adriano, please keep his sister in your prayers. He said we could pray for his sister. His sister was recently diagnosed with a form of cancer, so down in Brazil. So please keep that in mind. That's Father Adriano Zandana, who you've heard on Fridays many times, does a great job, as you know. And everyone's excited with Father Adriano. He now runs TV operations for Canção Nova. So you heard me yesterday talk about how the Lord can do powerful things, even though you may think that nothing's happening over what you're doing. And so what I talked about is how just giving, I self-publish my books, and just giving my book over to people from Canção Nova, they looked at that, asked me how I did this, and said, we can, you know, translate some of, you know, some material from what we publish into English, and we can get it available here. And I went, yes, absolutely. I've been doing this for years, but I do it in, you know, I do it on my own and I self-publish. So that's what I've been doing. And now they see, oh, they can do that. And I work with Lulu. That's the name of the company, Lulu.com. And I actually, if you've seen the ads, by the way, for Lulu, they'll say that they are the largest independent book distributor, I think online or something like that. Yeah, that's them. I've had great service with them forever. I write my own books. I design them. I publish them. People help. And stuff like that. But that's what I do. And why don't I publish them? I can talk to a publisher. I might talk to Ave Maria Press for my next book, just because we've been working a lot with them. But one of the reasons is because my style is not really the style that you will find, if you've read any books, that you'll find in most book publishers. It's not the style. I come from a whole different style. Most people tell me that my style is the way I talk, which is different. So that's anyway. So, but that's why I do it. I publish it, get it out. So I have the book. Everyone wants to see it. Everyone wants to read it. It's all there. Well, one of the reasons why I bring that up is, as I said, you never know where the Lord is going to use what appears to you to be maybe not successful, because I don't sell a lot of books because I can't market. But in fact, it opened the door for someone else to bring some great material to the American market, which I've been trying to do for years. And once they saw this, they said, wait a minute, you can do this? I said, yeah, I do it all the time. And I'll show you the company I work with. And that's something that's powerful. That's sometimes the way the Lord works. So here you may be doing your best, trying to do what you can, and you're not being super successful. You're not being super powerful. You're not, you know, the next major star, whatever it is in whatever industry you work, but you never know how this very little thing that you're doing, the Lord will use in powerful ways. You never know how much what you do affects other people, you know, just around you in your small circle. And when I say small, I mean not worldwide. You may have a huge circle of people where you live, but in the whole general population of the world, it's a small circle. And you never know how much your actions, as small as they may be to you, may open the door for a lot of people for whatever. And that's one of the things I always teach my parishioners, how one of the most powerful ways you can preach the gospel is just going to church on Sunday. Powerful, yet you're going, well, all I'm doing is going to church on Sunday. Yes, but you, by doing that, you're speaking a powerful message. We're going to talk more on this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can go to our shopping tab and pick up either mugs or my latest book, as we are talking about. And don't forget, by the way, I will be at St. Patrick's Parish in Lowell, Massachusetts on December 3rd. So we can talk more then if you'd like. As we were talking, and we're talking about how you can do a little thing, and that little thing means a lot to a lot of people, but you may not know this. And I'm sure teachers talk about this all the time. But just that little thing that you do, even though it may not even seem successful, but others are affected by it, and then they affect others, and they affect others in a positive way. And one of the things I was saying is just going to church on Sunday is really powerful, because you're speaking powerful things and just going to church on Sunday. So keeping all that in mind, just remember that. Stay faithful to the Lord. Stay faithful in your prayers. And you know, go to church on Sunday has tremendous effects, that the Lord does powerful things. You know that image he uses all the time, like the sower sowing seeds? But that's just a very small act. But by just sowing seeds, there, as he says, that's what the kingdom of God is like. This powerful thing can happen. And the more we focus on trying to make it happen may not be the best way. Whereas we just sow seeds and we do what we're supposed to do and we seek to live the gospel, that can have some powerful effects. Yet we don't know this, but the Lord steps in and the Lord affects us. So keep that in mind. If you find yourself discouraged with the way things are going in your life today, and maybe you're going to church and, you know, by this time I thought I'd be a major movie star or something like that. Reminds me of the time when I was in the Navy and a fellow sailor, he was kind of new and he was a boiler technician. He was new, so he was lower ranking boiler technician. And all his brothers and sisters, I don't know how many he had, were like movie stars on their field. They weren't literally movie stars, but they were doctors and they were lawyers and they were, you know, well. And he says, look at me. All I am is this boiler technician. Well, if you know anything about boiler technicians in the Navy, they turn the wrong valve and the whole ship can blow up. They have to know what they're doing. And of course, even though he was a lower ranking one, what little he did in his lower ranks, he was learning every day. And at the same time, everything he needed to do well. And the whole life of the ship was based on him doing his job well. And I told him that. I says, don't say that. Everyone's life on this ship is based on you doing your job well. And he smiled. He said, really? I said, oh yeah, boiler technician, you turn the wrong valve and we're done. Plus, I don't know if you know this, it works with superheated steam. So you have to know what you're doing, because if there is a steam leak with superheating steam, it can kill you. Like, and I'm not going to go into the way it can kill you. Any sailor can tell you that. And so, yeah, you have to know what you're doing. So, yeah, maybe you're not the doctor, the lawyer, the whole bit. But everyone's life on this ship depends on you doing your job. So you are a star with us. Trust me. And it's important to always keep that in mind. Sometimes you might get discouraged, but you never know what the Lord is doing with the way you're living your faith. Just be faithful to the Lord. We'll talk with Alfred Mayer tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.